Yeah. Okay. This is the kind of thing I collect. It is a set list. It's Andrew the Impale's set list. It's been bled on, came upon. There's snot, boogers, everything gross on it, and footprints, of course. And it's on the back of the Jankum Huffing Chamber and Fermentation Station. Do not flush flyer. And someone cut the Dobbs head out of it. These are the kinds of things I collect. We'll be able to clone Andrew the Impaled from the body fluids stuck on this old piece of paper from the subgenius stage. That's why I collect these. In case I want to torture a subgenius later, I can resurrect his clone on the saucers and get my rocks off. Not that I can think of anybody specific, but it's a good option to have. Praise Bob. Well, I guess since I'm standing here, I might as well rant. It's hard for me to rant about how fucked up everything is because, sort of like Dr. Legume, I actually got slack. And that shouldn't seem ironic or weird or anything. Of course I got slack. I followed Bob's word. I slacked off in his name. My idea of slacking off is working at things I like to do. It doesn't really matter if it's for Bob or one of my hobbies, like my game Monster Hunter, or my hobby of looking at my zoo of microorganisms, or my hobby of taking care of the yard and the house. It's doing things that I wanted to do, but that's what I call slack. Now I understand, or actually I don't understand, that for many people, slack really is doing nothing or just watching. And sometimes that's true for me too. So I guess it takes all kinds. My point is, I suppose it must be possible to have a rant that's not exactly completely pissed off about how ruined and terrible your life is. I'm lucky, I don't have any disabilities, I make just enough money to pay the mortgage, and what else do you need? I mean, come on, this is the modern world, we have aspirin, we have air conditioning, we're richer than the richest motherfuckers that ever lived, and yet we sit on our asses and whine about it. Oh yeah, I guess I am pissed off about something. I'm pissed off about people who do not count their blessings because they're too fucking lazy to even bother to count. They can't see what's right in front of their faces, which is the path around the next corner. Slack lies around the next corner. I promise you it's true. If you can just keep going around that next corner, you will eventually get to the slack. And I know that's true because I went to the trouble of getting off my ass and going around the next corner. It was a few more steps than I might normally have taken, and yet, by golly, it led to at least the last part of my life, hopefully the last three-fourths, or hopefully the infinite amount, hoping X day happens. Anyway, my goddammit, friends, the world is not completely shitty. There actually are some really cool things, like comic books, monster movies, girls, boys, money too. But really, a subgenius can get slack from looking at a handful of dirt if you know how to really look. You'll see the slack in that handful of dirt. Take my word for it, it can be done. And even if you are a slave to some job, there's still lots of handfuls of dirt around. Praise Bob, and thank you for coming to the session.